This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Daniel is one of the great men revealed in Scripture. Usually, thinking of Daniel brings thoughts of his prophecies, or of Daniel in the lion's den, or even the fiery furnace. But he was also an interpreter of dreams and visions, which brought him to the attention of King Nebuchadnezzar, who made Daniel ruler over the whole province of Babylon and put him in charge of all its wise men. Later in his life, he even interpreted handwriting on the wall. We remember the account of Daniel in the lion's den, but there is something else about Daniel that may be somewhat overlooked. It is how he dealt with people. The people he had to deal with had complete power over him. He was totally subject to them. Yet he was able to reason with them and to get what he wanted from them. Case in point, at the beginning of his captivity, Daniel requested a special diet for himself and his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The food they were supposed to eat came from the king's table, but Daniel requested vegetables and water instead. That is because the food from the king's table would defile them. So how did Daniel handle this? Did he demand what he wanted? Did he threaten or beg? No, he asked. Then he listened to the objection, then came up with a solution. He asked for a test with a time limit, 10 days, long enough to show results, but short enough to make it possible to remedy the situation if need be. Not only that, he left the decision of what to do after the test to the one in charge. This made it possible for the one in charge to agree. After all, he had the final say. Of course, God had a hand in all of this. He found favor with Daniel, but Daniel was acting out of faith nonetheless. This faith was put to the test again soon after that. The king had a dream that none of his wise men could tell him about or interpret, so he ordered that all the wise men be put to death. This included Daniel, though he had not been consulted before. But he went to the king and asked for time, and then he went to his friends and asked them to pray. He knew where the answer was to be found, and he knew prayer is very powerful. It was not long before he was able to tell the king his dream and its interpretation. Notice the process here. He did not protest or rebel or say, "How can he do this to me?" Instead, he went to the king and asked for time to deal with the situation. Then he went to God. He asked his friends to pray, and he himself prayed. God heard and answered and gave him the solution. Even so, Daniel did not go directly to the king. He went through the king's emissary, the one who was directly responsible for having the wise men killed. And that man, who was close to the king, went and told the king there was someone who could tell him his dream and interpret it. In that way, the king was already prepared for something good to happen. He was already predisposed to listen with favor to Daniel. Daniel followed protocol, or worked through the system. Never did he act in a rebellious or threatening or sullen way. Daniel was a man of such integrity that his enemies could not find anything to accuse him of. That is, until another group of wise men decided they could attack him through his faith in God. These wise men were jealous of him and wanted him removed from his position. So they lied to the king in order to get a decree issued that any person who worshipped anyone other than the king should be put to death. By now, Daniel was an old man. This was yet another king. The Babylonians had been defeated, and the Medes and Persians had assumed power. The punishment for disobeying the law was being thrown into the lion's den. Daniel knew this, but he was faithful to his God and worshipped him as usual. When he was brought before the king, he did not say anything. He was guilty, as charged. The king, however, did say something. He said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you And when morning came, the king went to the den of lions to see if Daniel had survived. And what was Daniel's response? Was he angry or resentful because of his experience? No. He said to the king, O king, live forever. Obviously, his God had saved him. So as you read this book, the Bible, be aware of the way God's people handle themselves in difficult situations. These are the examples we need to follow, so just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.